Houston over on the West Coast. I wanted to speak to the coach. So questions for Charlie, you want to kick us off?
Sure, Ashton, congratulations. Let's just start with the obvious one. It's the first win in club history. That has to be a special moment.
Thank you, Charlie. It's a very emotional moment for our players, staff, and I think the club. It was weighing on their shoulders for a while now because the discussions was always about who's going to score the first goal, when is going to be the first victory, and I'm hoping to get that out of the way because I think then we can play with better concentration and better football. I felt it was a wonderful game and a very close game, so it was very exciting, I'm sure, for all the fans that watched it at home.
I know that you guys were frustrated with the way that you started the match on Wednesday here. To score twice in the first 20 minutes, you can't start a lot better than that, right?
Yeah, I think the players were very motivated. They were they felt a little bit cheated from Wednesday night, and then they came into this game wanting to make a statement and show the right reaction. I think the reaction was firm, and I felt we played quite well in the first 15, 20 minutes and created some good chances, including the goals. So.
Thank you. Any other questions in the room, guys?
There were a couple times where there was a few altercations between some Euro players and some New York players. Was that built up from the Wednesday game, or was that sort of been the moment?
I think it's a good observation on your part. Partly when you put athletes in a game, in two fixtures back to back, obviously tensions go from one game to the next game. I think also it was maybe the frustration of York players because they were behind, they were trying to chase the game, and also our fighting spirit and wanting to win the game. So yeah, I think it was healthy. I think after the game, everyone walks away friends. So I think it was a healthy competition.
Really good
support
out here. Does that in just another week until your home opener? How excited are you for that?
Oh, we're very excited. I think it's difficult when you have an expansion team and you start from almost with no players, and literally within 6 weeks you have to play 4 games away from home. So we can't wait to go home. But we've had an incredible support away from home, from traveling fans and local fans that are supporting our club. So I think it's the beginning of a great movement in Canadian football and CPL.
And on that right side as well, you've been experimenting with Caden Jung a little bit more in the midfield. How do you feel he played today?
I think he did very well. He had a knock, so we had to take him out because of a slight injury. But he's such a complete player, as I've said before. I feel he's one of the most complete players that I've seen in a long time. To combine his intelligence and his football IQ with his technical qualities, and then you add his speed and his coordination, I think he can play almost any position except goalkeeper. But I like him on the right channel, and I like him in both positions because in midfield he gives us balance, he gives us ability to keep the ball, and in transition he can always, in his first pass, put players in good attacking position. On the wide position, I think we see how he can get forward and be intelligent with his combination and his final passes. So I like him in both positions.
And how important are some of those veteran players that you guys have on the team to see how results like he did one today?
It's very important, and I think, to be honest, we don't have enough. And when you have veteran players, they can actually manage the game a little bit better, because I felt we had too much pressure against us because we lost the ball so quickly after we won it. And I would have liked to see us keep the ball longer, and I would have liked to see us manage the game a little bit better when we had the ball. But defensively, I thought we did a great job.
Your team, I know there was the excitement of winning, but to take 6 yellow cards, these add up, as York found out last year, where by the 8th, 9th, 10th game, just like every week, somebody picked up their 4th card and wrote. So you get yellow cards for, we scored, rip off your shirt, or you know, little time-wasting things. Are you going to sort of try and cut down on the cards?
I think obviously nobody wants to get a yellow card. I feel that obviously sometimes the players go into tackles harder than maybe the law allows it to. We try to minimize yellow cards from taking shirts off and from dissent. We try to, if you're going to get a yellow card, it has to be from maybe playing aggressively. I don't think players are going in studs up to hurt people. So I also think that sometimes maybe referees can be restrained themselves from giving yellow cards in every situation, because I'm not sure if all the yellow cards were really deserved today.
Any other questions in the room before we go to Zoom, James?
Actually, just on Shannon, he wasn't the most high-profile addition you guys brought in this offseason, but he's a really hard worker. What do you get from him at the top of that formation? How do you see him working with that?
I think Sean is as cool as a cucumber. He's the closer he goes to goal, the cooler he is. He's probably our best finisher. We saw it today. He finished on one. He could have maybe finished two more. But normally in training and from what I've seen of him, he's very efficient in front of the goal. So he's, in my opinion, is very introverted. I want him to have more personality and play with more passion and play with more urgency. And I think once, if I can get that out of him, I think we'll see him score more goals.
Any more questions in the room before we jump to Zoom?
Okay, over to Zoom. Alex, you've been waiting patiently, and then Michael and Felipe will come to you. But Alex, if you want to kick us off, please.
Awesome. Thanks, Owen. And congrats, Afshin, on the victory for the club. First one, I thought, you know, Gabriel kind of playing a bit more central at that number 10 today helped you guys link together the attack. How important was his play in that sort of number 10 position?
I think he was, for me, the most valuable player of the match. I think he was brilliant in his in not only his creativity and playing between lines and spraying balls and connecting players, but he gave some fantastic final ball, and he had that great action that created a penalty. So I think he's come a long way. He's still growing as a player, and I expect big things from him this year.
And then when you guys went up 2-0, you started to play really out of the back in a five and started to find some good pockets in midfield. How important was, you know, just experimenting and growing that side of your game?
Well, we've trained on it, and we played a full friendly game with five across the back. And I felt that they were playing with two central strikers, and then they had their wingers playing very high. And I was uncomfortable playing four against four in our backfield. So by just without making any substitutions, and that's one of the luxuries of my team, I can just by pushing Ibrahim inside and dropping Chung back, I can create a block of seven in front of our goal, which I thought did well. And then I think Sandoval and Gabe and Sean did a great job on the counterattacks. And the opponent was down at home 0-2, so obviously they had to open up and they had to get players forward. So I think it was a good move, I think. It paid off, and it's unfortunate we didn't score on the counterattacks, because I thought we had some wonderful chances in the counters.
Awesome. Thanks, Afshin.
Thank you, Alex. Michael, over to you.
Hi, Afshin. Congratulations on the first win today.
Thank you very much.
Looking at the... Like yesterday you spoke about the fact that you felt you were getting the chances in the attacking third, and things just maybe weren't coming off. You touched a little bit on it already from what I could hear from the question. But like Shan, the anticipation that he showed to take that first chance and then obviously getting the penalty and getting that second goal, do you feel that the confidence boost now that is going to give the attacking players, that now that they've got that monkey off their back, that they're just going to go on and start to be a little bit more clinical in front of goal?
100%. I think winning and scoring is vitamins for strikers. And I think our players really needed to score and needed to win together. And I think it will just give us a foundation and a springboard to have better results and better performances. I think as we've experienced in life, it's all about momentum. And when you lose games in sequence or you win games in sequence, it's not an accident. It's all about how do you create the synergy that you can build on. And I think our players, because their performances were very good, and I urge them to believe and have faith in the way they play and their qualities. And I felt they showed that today, and that belief, and we saw it not only at the beginning of the game, but all the way to the end. And I'm very proud of the resilience they showed, because they could have easily, in the later stage of this game, as a young team would do, as a new team would do, take an equalizer goal and give the win away. But I think they kept their cool and able to get a result. So I'm proud of them.
We talked before that there was nothing that you could have done with the stadium not being finished to not start the start of the season away from home. But it's kind of been a little bit of a baptism of fire, I guess, for you as a coach now in the league. What have you kind of learned from these 8 days about how different this league is and the kind of logistics of having all this travel and maybe having to be on the road a little bit more than usual?
I think it's a wonderful question, and I've discussed it with my ownership. I've discussed it with my staff. I think one of the things I'm 100% sure of, there's no doubt the quality of players and the quality of teams in this league. I think the Canadian Premier League, the world needs to know about the quality of the teams and the players. It's fantastic for a young league to have such quality. I think what we have to work on together is how do we give the logistical support, how do we give the financial support to have more staff, and more logistical aid to players as they travel, so they can be comfortable to give the performances they need. I mean, we're talking about on every level, from technical level to medical staff, and having that kind of support around the team. And part of it is there are many people have 3-4 jobs in a team, and other countries and other leagues, everybody's an expert in what they do, and everybody has one job, not multiple jobs. So I feel that will come with time, I'm sure. I saw it in MLS. I remember when 1996, when the LA Galaxy started, they didn't have a training pitch. They would go to the Rose Bowl, change their clothes, get in cars, personal cars, go to different facilities and try to train. And now they have one of the most beautiful training facilities. So it's going to take time, but if we work together and really fight for the development of the game and build Canadian football, I think this league can be a very special league in the global football.
That's great. Thanks, Afshin, and congratulations again.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Felipe, you've been waiting very patiently over there.
Thank you. Afshin, congratulations once again on the win.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you, I had a bunch of questions, but a bunch of them already got asked, but I guess I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, you were talking a bit about mentality and psychology and the problem of scoring the first goal and getting that first win. Now that that's all out of the way, how are you planning to cultivate this good energy that you get from your first win into the next match and into the earlier parts of the season?
I can assure you that it'll be a little bit easier now. I think there's smiles on everyone's faces and a deeper belief in themselves and each other. I think, as I've shared earlier in this interview, that winning is a habit. Winning is something that I think you can build a spirit and a mentality in a group. And I think these players are winners. They want to win together. They know it's going to be difficult to put wins back to back due to the lack of depth of most teams, and including our team, the logistical issues, the long travels. But I think with unity, innovation and creativity within the team, and just our playing structure make it easy for our players to take the right positions, stay connected, and defensively and offensively be able to outnumber opponents in the important parts of the pitch.
And you talk a bit there about having not that much depth. How important is it for you to have such a squad that's so flexible in their positioning? We saw Kwok come in on the right side for Caden after he got a knock, and he performed really well there. How important is it for you to adapt to different situations and different scenarios now that you have a team that has capabilities to play basically multiple positions?
Again, a great question, and I think that has a lot to do with our preparation and our recruiting and scouting. We knew that that Quack could play a right back, left back, right wing, left wing, and we felt that for a young player at this age, that's a great pick for us. And you see his fighting spirit. He reminds me of Park Ji-sung. He's still not as good as Park Ji-sung, but you see his reaction after we win the ball, lose the ball, how he's a warrior. And I've worked 5 years for the Korean national team, and I was in Korea for a long time. So, and that's one of their qualities that they have. And it's nice to have a nice Korean player, for not only for the league, but also for Vancouver, because there's a huge Korean community in Vancouver area. So we're happy with him. But there are many players. Even you look at Gabby Bitar. He can play as a winger. He can play as a shadow striker. He can play in midfield. So that makes it easier for me that because I don't have a big pool of players to be able to tactically make adjustments necessary due to who's available and due to the tactical requirements of each game.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Afshin. Congratulations again.
Thanks.
One final one on Zoom, I think. Darnell.
Thank you very much. So for the last, for the three games your club has played so far, each of those your possession stats have been much less than the opponent. Is that something you're planning to, instill going forward, playing without the ball and sort of surrendering possession as part of your strategy? Or is that something that's happened?
Well, personally, I'm a very much, my ideology of football is about possession and about dominating and controlling games. I was an attacking player, and I've always been an attacking coach. But as I've gotten older, I've become more pragmatic, and I've become more intelligent about using my resources and playing the way that fits my players, because at the end, results are very important. So you can control the game by keeping the ball in the team, or you can control the game by your defensive structure but not allowing opponents to come into the areas of the field that you stop them from coming to. So I feel that even though we didn't have a lot of possession, but we were, I think, more dangerous. We created the more dangerous chances, and we scored the most goals. So I think that's what it's, at the end of the day, is about. The stat, I think, for all coaches and fans and players, the most important is who scores more goals than the opponent. And I think, obviously, the chances you give and the chances you create are also very important in the way you play. So I do believe as this team grows, we will have more and more possession, and we'll dominate games offensively more. But for the time being, I think we're satisfied giving away possession, but creating the better chances and winning the games.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Darnell. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. See you guys soon in Vancouver, I hope. And hopefully we don't get so many yellow cards.
Big moment. Take a seat.
Okay, let's start with questions in the room. And then we'll jump to which are you want to pick yourself?
I just spoke to you, but just give us an overall kind of thought on winning this game and getting the first one done.
Feels good. Feels good to get the first goal, first win. I thought we did well. Me, Gabby, and Gaia up top, a new relationship formed in the front three. Felt like we all were on the same page, and then the back line was just amazing today. I know they got the one goal, but the last 25 minutes, like I said to you earlier, it was phenomenal, especially from Callum as well, cleaning everything up. And yeah, I think we dug deep and got a good, well-earned 3 points. So.
Thomas,
Sean, when you scored that first goal and you're all celebrating with your teammates and the fans right behind you, was that a big moment where you thought you really made it?
Yeah, I mean, it's always nice to score, I've been doing it my whole career because I've been a striker, so this one was it meant a little bit more, because it's history, being the first goal scorer. I know I grew up being coached by Danny Dicchio, and every time I go to the game, they sing a song for him, so I get goosebumps every time I hear it. And, you know, I grew up looking up to him. And, you know, for me to do it in a club in Vancouver, especially doing it back home in Toronto, feels really good.
Well, remembering Danny Diccio, but you were on the championship League One Ontario Toronto TFC 3 team, were you?
I played, I think, one game with them.
Two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like that winning mentality.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
And but how does it feel that you're moving farther and farther from home to play?
It's different. I think the first time I moved away from home was, I mean, when I went to Valor for a couple of months, but then Miami for 2 years, and that kind of matured me a little bit. I became more of a man, I think, off the field. It helped me a lot, and that just translated on the field. And now I know how to carry myself when I'm away from home, learning how to cook and just, you know, taking care of myself without the parents there. So I think it's helping my game, moving away from home, and yeah, I'm getting used to it. And I love Vancouver. I love living there, and yeah.
Being a bit more of an experienced pro now, how do you sort of guide this group you're talking like?
I just try my best. I'm more of like a silent leader, I think. I just try letting my game speak for itself. I know some players need some help and guidance on what to do and where to be, and whatever I learn from wherever I've been, I just talk. You know, I just talk and I don't try saying too much, but I try saying the right amount and the right things to help these young guys. So.
And in that front three as well, do you feel you have a bit more support there than you have previously, both in preseason and the first match?
Yeah, I love playing with Gael. I love playing with Gabby. You see it in training as well. We're always on the same page, and yeah, it's a lot of confidence, especially after a game like this. And we have a bunch of chances. I think I should have more than one goal for sure. But yeah, I mean, it feels good to just finally generate the chances and get some goals. So.
Yeah. How are you doing with your teammates? You've obviously only spent so much time with them in obviously the first season, and you've been on the road for the whole year so far. So has it been a very quick adjustment, or how long has it taken to really get to know them?
Yeah. I mean, the first day I got into Vancouver in training, it was a lot different than what it is now. Afshin always tells us the club is growing brick by brick. It's literally what he says, and he was right. He told us wait until April, May, and we're going to see a complete team. And what he's done with the team from the first day and 6 weeks later, 7 weeks later, it's mind-blowing, to be honest. Like, seeing everyone, the way everyone's developing, all the young guys, how much they've improved in that time. It's nice, and then off the field, we're all becoming really good friends, close to each other, and it shows on the field. We're all playing for each other now. So.
How different was that dressing room down there tonight as opposed to?
Sorry.
How different was the dressing room down there tonight as opposed to?
It was electric in there. Yeah, for sure. I mean, we had the confidence. I know we went to Pacific. We had a good showing, very organized. Didn't generate too many chances. And I think that's kind of what was in the back of everyone's head, trying to get that first goal and just trying to generate chances. And I think today I hope we showed everyone that, you know, we don't really need any more attackers. We have everyone on the team where we can generate the chances. We can get a lot of goals this year, along with defending the way we did today. So, yeah.
Any other questions in the room before we jump to Thompson?
Do you feel like a part of something that's becoming really special?
Yeah, 100%. I think everyone on the team thinks that as well. It's nice to just have a team in Vancouver that has like a brand. I know the Whitecaps are there. I don't think they're winning a lot of games. And it's nice to be a team that got a win, you know, and a new team that got a win this early in the season. And I hope we can show all of Vancouver, you know, what we can do and what the Whitecaps can. So, yeah.
Take that TSS Rovers, we can win too.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think at a certain level, everyone's very close, and it's just the minor details that separates people at this level. And once we fix those details, I think we can be a great team, and it's all about consistency from there. So. Okay.
Michael, over to you first, please.
Hey Sean, congratulations on getting that historic goal, getting the first win. Afshin talked a little bit about it's kind of a weight off the team as well. It was kind of playing on your minds because everyone's wanting to know, when do you get that first goal? When do you get that first win? obviously a very joyous mood in the dressing room just now, but was it weighing on your mind and other players' minds of, we haven't scored yet, we haven't got that first point?
I'm not sure about other players, but for myself, not really, honestly. I started my professional career at TFC 2. I think I didn't score probably in like 7 or 8 games my first goal, but Jason Bent played me every game, started me every game, and I got it. So I wasn't really too worried, because I know it's only been 2 regular season games, or 1 before today. So I wasn't really worried. I knew the goals were going to come. I scored the offside goal in the first game against Pacific, and I know I'm going to get my chances. I mean, today I should have had a first half hat trick, if I'm being honest, but I know the chances are coming, so I wasn't really pressured. I just had to be confident enough to finish it. So
the team's kind of had a baptism of fire. The fact that you're not able to play until May 7th here in Vancouver has forced you to be on the road. 3 games in 8 days is obviously a lot for any players to have, especially when all on the road. Looking at the previous time that you were here in the CPL with Valor, it was obviously during the COVID season, so you didn't have to really experience all the kind of rigors of travel and going from the island to then heading to the other side of the country. How have you found all that logistic side of things in this last 8 days?
It's tough, for sure. A 5-hour flight here, a 5-hour flight back, and I think it's a 7-hour flight to Halifax. The travel is definitely hard. I think coming 2 days earlier than the game, I think it helps a lot. First real away game, Pacific isn't too far. First real away game was the Canadian Championship. And I think it kind of caught everyone by surprise in our first half. We didn't look the best. But I think these first away games is good for the team. We didn't really get to travel too much in the preseason. So being away with the team, it kind of makes everyone closer together, get to know each other, and yeah, it's only going to get better when we keep traveling and being with each other. So,
just a final quick one from me. You touched there about the Danny DeKeel song at TFC. If the Vancouver fans were to have a song in the 6th minute for you, what would that mean for you? And what would you like it to be?
It would mean everything. I don't know what I'd like it to be, but it would mean everything. For it to be something that they do every game in the 6th minute, that would mean the world to me. You know, just it's history, right? So I would be lost for words. So yeah,
I'll have a word with Zach, we'll see what we can get started out for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Felipe, please, over to you.
Thank you very much. Sean, congratulations on the historic goal and the historic win again.
Thank you.
You touched a little bit about how incredible the defense was, even though they let a goal in. You know, as a striker, you don't always get asked maybe questions about how the defense is doing, but from your perspective, how important is it to have, you know, those big physical guys like Rocco, Ibrahim, and Eugene at the back to lay that defensive structure so then you can go and score the goals?
It's everything, to be honest. Us being so young, you guys see a lot of young teams concede in those final moments of games. I mean, them being so physical, York had a lot of pressure on us the last 20 minutes. For us to not concede and just stay strong, Callum leading the back line as well, catching balls that are tough situations to catch, it's everything. And not only just games, even in training, them being that physical, it improves our attackers too, just playing against them every day. So.
And now with this win, you got one more away game before you go back to Vancouver, to Langley, to do the home opener. How important is it to get those results away from home, bringing it to the first home match? And how excited are you for that first home opener?
It's really important, getting the results. I mean, I think it's better if we just take it game by game. But I think if we can get as many points on the road, all championship teams are made out of getting results on the road and then just getting the business done at home. It's exciting to be home. I've seen the away supporters against Pacific, and for them to come out in those type of numbers, it only brings excitement to the whole squad for the May 7th home opener. So,
all right. Yeah. Perfect. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate the time.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Official complaints.
Just talk to us about what it means for you guys to win your first game as a club.
I think it's good, a step for all the team. You know, it's the first game we'll win. I think we need to go step by step. Now we work hard in this week because we have another game soon. So I think we feel good. It's good for all the young guys.
Any other questions in the room before we
jump to Zoom? I've heard you were very popular. Like because you're from Mexico and you have bring a lot of fans follow you on all the internet and so on. Is there something you'd like to say to them about how good this league is?
About the league?
About how good the CPL is.
Oh.
I think you could have played anywhere in the world, but you're here and you're doing well.
Yeah, I have some goals. Who is good for me? Is a good. Is I have an interest to play here because. You know, the club and the boss, he has a lot of chance for helping in my goals, and that's the reason, you know, and also I can maybe help to this league growing up and try to the other people in other worlds see the league. So this is good for me, it's good for the league, and I think it's good for all of us.
Great. Thank you.
Was it settled this season or
who decide?
Yeah.
I'm just take the ball. They know. The young guys knows.
Do you feel like you have a bit of more of a leadership role as someone who's been in really big moments around the world?
Yeah, in one moment I thought about it because, you know, I have a experience, but I still young. You know, I don't have 32 years, but sometimes I need to believe in the young guys, and because it's the first experience for some guys. So I try to work on myself in my work, and if I can help the young guys, if it is possible, I'm do it. You know, I'm do it. But I think this is the team. It's a good team. They can grow up for himself. And it's good.
Any other questions in the room before we jump? This is okay, we've just got a few questions on the
table. Sure.
Okay, Michael, over to you first and then we'll come to Felipe.
Hey Gael, congratulations on the first victory for the club.
Thanks.
How have you found the last 8 days, because obviously the CPL has a little bit of different logistics to some of the other leagues that you're in, having to be on the road, travelling from one side of the country to the other. I know you've had a lot of travel when you were down in the A-League, but has this been a little bit of a difference for you? Has it been a bit of an eye-opener for you?
Can you speak more slow? Can you speak more slow?
It's my Scottish accent.
Your English, your accent is different.
So, you were in the A-League.
Yeah.
So, you had a lot of travel there with Wellington, from New Zealand to Australia. Now, in this league, travelling from the West Coast to the East Coast, being away for 3 games in 8 days... How did you find that? Was it a little bit different for you?
Well, honestly, it's tired, you know? Fly for long hours is so tired for the legs, for all the guys, because it's a big trouble. But I think if we keep the mentally in like happy and we're still working on the football, on the create chance for score, and we keep the mentally better, I think it's normal, because, you know, we have a lot of young guys, and it's the first time they play in the first division. So maybe it's good if they know how is the fly, how is the traveling, how is the experience in the football, you know? So maybe it's good, they need to enjoy this moment.
Having lost last week and having the defeat midweek as well, how much was playing on your mind as one of the experienced players that we need to get this first goal, we need to get these first points? Or did you not even think about that?
Well, you know, the cup is important for us and for everybody, because you have a chance for play with MLS teams. But I think maybe that's my opinion. We are not ready now, you know, for play now, maybe on another level. We need to keep working step by step. We are so young guys. I think the most young in the league, the team. So I think we won't deserve now to play in the CP and in the cup. That's why we can win. Because if I told you what happened with the ref, well, everybody knows what happened, you know? Everybody knows it's not penalty, but it is what it is, and we need to work in the league, and we try to be the best.
Thanks, Gail. Congratulations again, and safe travels home.
Thanks.
Thank you, Michael. Felipe, over to you, please.
Hola, Gael. I'm going to ask some questions in Spanish in case there are Spanish people listening. Gael, yo te hablé contigo después del primer juego contra Valor en la pretemporada, y tú dijiste que le faltaba mucho al equipo para llegar al nivel a competir. Ahora, después de esos tres juegos en 8 días, ¿qué crees que es el estado del equipo en este momento y cómo crees que han crecido desde ese primer juego?
Contesto en español, sí, ¿no?
Sí.
Pues yo creo que hoy no lo merecíamos. Hoy creo que el equipo jugó muy bien, a pesar de varios errores que seguiremos cometiendo todos. Pero al final de cuentas, hoy el equipo mereció ganar por lo que hicimos en el campo, y creo que este es el camino correcto para poder seguir avanzando en la liga. Al final ya la copa se nos fue, no lo merecíamos. Hoy la liga es muy importante y creo que seguir trabajando lo que estamos haciendo ahorita durante cada semana nos va a beneficiar bastante en los siguientes juegos.
Y tú hablaste un poquito que una de las razones que tú viniste a este club es por el entrenador, por Afshin. ¿Qué tan importante es teniendo un entrenador como Afshin para un grupo tan joven como el que usted tiene en este club?
Bueno, la experiencia de Afshin es increíble. Obviamente es un coach que va a sacar el mejor provecho de la mayoría de los jóvenes que están aquí, ¿no? Y más porque es un reto gigante el hecho de que todos son muy jóvenes, o sea, no tienen mucha experiencia en primera división. Entonces, es un reto grande para él, es un reto para los jóvenes, para mí, y creo que este tipo de retos saca lo mejor de las personas, y yo creo que de la gente que tiene talento, como muchos jugadores que están en el equipo.
Bueno, perfecto, muchas gracias.
Thank you, Felipe. Thank you to everyone for joining us on Zoom from the West Coast.
We're done? Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.